Sunrise. We stand on the rim of an alien world. Looking out across a panorama of limitless space. Visions, dreams, fantasies unroll like a great scroll before our eyes. These are the stories of inner and outer space, futuristic fantasies from the realms of science fiction. You are about to experience one full hour of astounding and astonishing tales in Stars and Stuff.
It's a little red light. Be quiet.
Hi, I'm PJ Ort. I'm with you for this series of science fiction fantasy stories, some long, some short. Science fiction. The phrase itself is almost a contradiction in terms. Science represents what is concrete, what's real, known. Fiction is our fantasy, our dreams, the unknown. But together, they bring to mind the future. What crazy, impossible, unbelievable thing might very well be real.
Yes. No. No, that can't be. We are not gods. I believe, even though we are here, somehow on Jazuli 3, we continue to exist.
But I'm here.
Perhaps we may observe ourselves from the eternal.
I'm totally confused. How did we get here?
We have always been here. Only now do we know.
It means we may be able to possess our own bodies. Good God.
Perhaps possess or repossess.
Fantasy doesn't fit in any category. It doesn't fit in anywhere, really. It's just like your mind, which doesn't fit in anywhere either. Groping, sliding, slurping. Like the ever-famous tongue that licked Tucson.
Being out there, with so long and fleshy. Good Lord, am I seeing what I'm seeing? I swear it looks like a giant tongue. It's coming this way. I'm gonna phone the sheriff. Sheriff, there's a giant tongue crossing burnt squirrels. No, no, I'm not drunk. You better. Oh, no. It's leaking the picture window. It's coming in here. It's.
Confusion and chaos assume roles and take their places along with the rest of the cast. Nobody understands. Nobody can figure it out. Sometimes the nights are odd. There's no moon. It's full of possibilities. Too many possibilities.
Hey, Shorty, how's... Jesus, he got that boulder in the air. Hey, I don't believe this one. He's moving it to the flatbed. He hopped up on the flatbed. He's raising it up level. He's moving it higher. Cross over the bed. Let it down. Now, easy, Shorty. Don't drop it. You'll blow out the tires. That's easy, easy. Hey, watch your toes there. Easy. Whew. Now, how do you do that?
I tell ye, I, when first be on our way, a quickly, I...
Okay.
If you could know, if you could figure out how it all fits together, have all the infinite information of matter, antimatter, love, hate, God, and the molecular structure of your own mind all under control, it would probably please you. Perhaps you'd be a scientist who got lucky. Perhaps you'd be a spiritualist who won the lottery. Or perhaps you'd be a magician.
Look at me. You ever see anyone so magical?
Well, as a matter of fact, no.
I'm so charged with magic, all I need to do is snap my fingers and look out!
Wow! Reef, what are you doing?
Close, huh?
Oh, right. I suppose just scratching your head, you have to be pretty careful, huh?
Yeah, you said it. But not as perilous as snapping the old...
No!
You're all right, Bob.
We're presenting stories of science, of fiction, and of fantasy. And don't forget those China Nights. In this show, we'll present two stories in a bridge. They are The Padre's Soul Ascends to Heaven, The Thing That Ate Aunt Sophie, and Wino Willie and the Dream Juice. Part one of Stars and Stuff, Wino Willie and the Dream Juice.
Overhead the freeway and on ramp to the Bay Bridge. Wino Willie blowing up his paper bag. It all began like this.
Hey, brother. Here. You have some of mine. Smooth juice. Here, brother. Dreams, Willie. Dreams like you've never dreamed.
The dark juice flowed down Willie's gullet. The heat warmed Willie's ribs that cold November night. And soon his whole body glowed like a potbelly stove.
That's real nice juice.
The heat intensified. It started to move to a point at the base of Willie's spine. Willie gave a jerk, and suddenly the heat shot straight up his spine, smashing into the back of his brain. It was a blinding flash. Willie's body gave a spasmodic kick, and then his body slumped. He fell into a faint, steady breathing, and Willie was gone. Willie floated through gardens of color. He moved through objects that should have been solid. He floated up through ceilings, sideways through walls, and down through floors. He swam through long, bleak corridors with dim lights. He watched with an odd, detached curiosity as he passed through electric eyes that failed to blink, and beneath the noses of guards, so close he could have put his little finger in their ear. He knew he was moving downwards, deeper and deeper into the earth, downwards through corridors, offices, lounges, checkpoints, electronic identification devices, alarm systems, down and down, and then stopped. He hovered there, suspended in air, and then slowly he drifted to the floor. He moved with a purpose, directly to a large filing vault with rows of electronic locks. He moved into the vault, into the files, assimilated the information, and moved out again. He was like a bee gathering pollen, hovering for a moment at the edge of a file, and then disappearing within and emerging a moment later. Far off, an alarm sounded.
Alert, alert, foreign element, level 11.
Uh-oh.
Alert, alert, foreign element, level 11.
Meanwhile, at Central alert, Security.
What the hell is this? Where's analysis?
Level 11.
Analysis,
alert,
identify,
alert,
damn it!
Analysis. Invisible foreign element.
Hurry up, you idiot machine!
Level Subtle particle analysis.
Alert. Good swift kick in the electrons.
Determination.
Let's have it, baby!
Astral substance. Repeat. Astral substance.
Alert. Activate agents immediately.
Can we track him, sir?
If our agents can get off their astral asses in time.
Beep!
Agents in pursuit. Over city. Moving to eastern sectors. Foreign intruder. Clumsy, but moving quickly.
Analysis?
Beep!
Analysis. Foreign intruder. Untrained. Clever, but repeat. Untrained.
Untrained. That's a strange one.
How is that possible, sir?
How the hell am I...
Intruder lost.
What? Lost where?
Sector 7, vicinity, Bay Bridge.
Have them search the area. Don't report back until you've found him. Savvy?
Beep.
Savvy?
What could be in that area, sir?
Winehouse, bums, who knows?
Wake up, brother. Wake up. It's all right. Dreams. Just dreams. Nothing more.
What is that juice?
Dream juice, Willie.
That's for sure. How did you come by that?
Bought it.
You have dreams?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Nice dreams.
Yeah.
What kind?
Nice. Pretty. You know. I don't wake up to remember so much.
They almost caught me.
That's bad.
Yeah. What you mean?
Well, you don't even die and escape them. They wait for you. With the pincers.
With the pincers?
They're on to you, brother. They'll follow you through your dreams.
We cannot locate a trace.
All right, you can stop. Well?
Our astral agents...
We have 12 trained agents, fully trained.
But the newly formed Astral Academy...
Training programs take months, months! One foreign idiot, if he's good and astral acrobatic, within 1 month could know every secret in this country.
But, sir, there's not
Astral assimilation, like that! He can go through those files like a porcupine in a balloon factory.
But, sir, it seems to
Don't you know anything? Astral assimilation is a merging of the astral body with...
Excuse me, sir. I understand the process.
Good.
But...
Analysis. Files of level 11. Security report.
But what I'm saying, sir, is that if we can locate the intruder's body...
Beep!
Analysis. Files entered include... Capitron. Sydney Scope. Fateville.
Half the files? Can you believe it? One half like that.
That means there's still half more to enter.
First intelligent thing you've said today, or any day. But something's fishy. Analysis. Frequency.
Beep.
Analysis. Frequency approximates 12-hour intervals.
Good. But that gives our agents 2 hours for rest and then put them back on in full force surrounding level 11. Out of view. They'll be activated and waiting this time.
It's none of my business, brother. But what you used to do? Maybe that's why you're dreaming those dreams.
I had this job. Janitor. Important. Push broom job. Security clearances. A janitor in this important place.
Well, I don't want to start you on that bummer, but watch, they ain't waiting for you.
They won't catch Willie, because Willie don't plan to go back there no more.
Again, the dark juice flows down Willie's throat. His body heats, white light flashes up his spine and blasts into the back of his brain, and Willie is free once more. Willie floats down corridors, descends through ceilings and floors, and drops right into the room, where he hovers for an instant, then moves into the files. Minutes pass. All is quiet. Willie assimilates. and in central control.
Alert. That's it! We've got him!
All agents activated from alert.
Good. No problem with acceleration this time. We'll get the pincers on him. We've really got him.
Are you going to wait for him to come out?
In after him! Get him!
Agents released. Repeat. Agents released.
Willie senses something fishy. He looks up and sees the feet of an agent that suddenly drops through the ceiling onto Willie. It's a trap.
Oh, extra feet, don't fail me now.
Willie accelerates with incredible speed straight through the floors, the agents in hot pursuit. Willie flashes across the city, the agents snapping at his heels with their crab-like astral pinchers. Willie dives through houses, flashes through walls, the agents in hot pursuit. People leap and shout in their sleep as the chase skims the peripheral of their dreams. Suddenly, Willie accelerates straight up like a rocket. Two agents, following the chase from above, expecting just such a move, await high above the city, their pinchers snapping eagerly. Suddenly, here comes Willie, like a cannonball spinning over and over. They wait. And then, they missed. And Willie's gone. Up, up, and then down, an astral streak. Straight down, head first, and into his body.
He what? Again? I want that area blocked off. I want everyone in Sector 7 picked up. I don't care how tired your agents are. Use physical bodies too, you idiot. I want an analysis on every person in there, derelict, sheep herders, whatever you find. Emergency priority, do it!
Got away?
No, that was him on the telephone.
Really?
You stupid numbskull. Can't you tell when I'm serious and when I'm kidding? We know his body is in Sector 7, here somewhere. If we can just get our hands on that body, and the rest of him is ours. He can't stay out in space forever.
I think we'll get him this time, sir.
When I think of the good old days, tear gas, guns, clubs, cops, and robbers, it was so sweet and simple.